The closer you get to God, the closer you get to each other.
The D-Lee Show.
You guys are hilarious.
Edgy.
He's hilarious and edgy.
The D-Lee.
Out the box.
KJ and Shakira.
Okay.
Turn them up.
I'm telling you, stations across the country, look, we need 4 hours Monday through Friday.
Four.
That's the bottom line. Monday through Friday, we need four hours. We need that morning show. We need that slot.
Put it out there.
If you're looking for great programming, adding laughter, spirituality, upbeat, and good music, and a motivating word every day, at least 5 days a week, you need the D-Lee Show.
You need the D-Lee Show.
We putting it out there.
That might be the new hashtag.
You need the D-Lee Show. In your life.
In your life.
What Erykah Badu say, who's your pastor? Hey, y'all. Coming up this hour, we are dealing with so much. And, of course, I have my, is it just me? Keep it live.
Try to make a play, knowing about that. Trying to pave the way, knowing about that.
It's the D-Lee Show.
Hey, guys. D-Lee Show. My name is D-Lee.
I'm Pastor D.
Shakira's here.
All right. Now, is it just me? We do this each and every week where I basically give you my inner thoughts, which are a little strange, of things that I see happening in and around the church.
Your setup
mothers of
is
the church,
scaring me.
Do not get upset with me.
Oh, Lord.
We need a hook for these big hats. That's just the bottom line. I'm going to just go straight for it. We need a hook for these big hats.
All right.
Because of the fact that they have now, big hats have broken the rule of not just wearing them on Easter Sunday. Now you want to come in there every Sunday, no matter what's going on, and wear your big hat.
You're right.
You know what I mean? I went in to watch my little cousin get baptized, had the video camera and everything with my phone. Couldn't even happen.
Couldn't happen.
Couldn't even happen. Why? Because I had three or four big hats sitting right in front of me. And I'm trying to be polite, like, hey, sister, how you doing? Nice hat. Can you move over a little bit? Got my little cousin over there getting baptized. This is my seat.
I was going to say, you can move around.
This is my seat. I couldn't believe it.
It honestly is a disadvantage to those
It is.
Behind.
It looked like a scorecard in front of me, 0-0. Didn't ask for all that, but anyway, you know what I mean? These big hats.
You know, they should have like a big hat section.
It should be.
And they all sit on the back row of the church.
And let them nod their head while praise and worship is going on. I bet you save on the air conditioning.
Air conditioning.
It's KJ Speaks on the D-Lee Show.
Where do midgets go to church?
Shut up. I'm out of the studio. I guess that's a serious question. Where do midgets go to church? I don't think I have been to a church.
Have you ever seen a midget in a sanctuary?
Smaller person.
I'm sorry. Have you ever?
I haven't seen a smaller person.
Can you imagine?
In all of my years, now that you call it to mind.
Maybe they're there and we just don't see them.
Oh, my God.
Like, could you imagine having a midget pastor?
No.
You can't?
I can't.
Why not? Like, when he come out to preach, and he
my attention span wouldn't be there.
And a little step two. Pop, pop.
Oh, well, you get out more of half jokes. The time.
Huh? Shut up! Shut up! She's on fire!
This girl is on fire!
It's Shaq Facts on the D-Lee Show.
I'm sure you all are familiar with the famous nursery rhyme, Humpty Dumpty.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Sat on a wall, Humpty right. Dumpty had a great fall. Mm-hmm. All the king's horses and all the king's men
couldn't put Humpty together again.
Now, what I want to point out is that the dictionary describes Humpty Dumpty as a person or thing that once was overthrown but cannot be put back together. And this is where I disagree with this definition that I've been broken. Been broken and into pieces, and I have personal experience from UD where I have felt like, you know, the pieces were all around me and I couldn't put them back together again. However, just your encouragement, your support, and your love gives this proof that you can be put back together again.
Listen up. It's time for another one of D-Lee's Motivational Minutes.
What up, y'all? It's your boy D-Lee with another Motivational Minute. I believe all of us on a daily basis go through a struggle, but I also believe a lot of us hold on to that struggle from our past. If you hold on to your past, you won't be able to find your purpose. You won't be able to complete the assignment that's given to you. My motivation to you is let go of the past. Leave that bag behind, and as the hood says, go grab yourself a new bag.
The D-Lee Show is on your radio.
That is one of my favorite songs right there. Jonathan McReynolds, No Gray. 10 minutes after the hour, the phone lines are lighting up, y'all. We are taking your calls. Why are more believers getting divorced? Jackie from Orlando, you say.
We, in our marriage, we've been married for 33 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we use the triangle effect. Right. And at the top is God.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the closer you get to God, the closer you get to each other.
You see, that's what we need. We need more love. More love theory. I know that was kind of corny, but that's the name of Kurt Franklin's new number one hit on Billboard. Hey, we're taking more of your calls. Keep it locked right here. It's the D. Lee
Brothers
Show.
Brothers and sisters.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This show is actually here to relieve some of your problems, relieve some of your pain, but also to help you find Christ in your life. If you're going through something that you really think you can't get over, I'm here to tell you from experience, yes, you can. As we always say, I hope and pray that God unlocks all your knots, your have-nots, your can-nots, you will not, and I hope you spend the rest of your day in peace. God bless you.
So there you go. This is the D. Lee Show. I'm D. Lee.
I'm KJ.
Shakira's in the building.
Hey, we hope you enjoyed it, and we look forward to talking to you on a daily basis.